What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 113 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the small automotive manufacturer SCG and their newest track car, the 007. As usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, everybody, I hope I'm saying this name properly. I can never say it correctly. Scuderia Cameron Glickenhaus, aka SCG, I hope I said it properly, is developing a brand new track car to compete in one of the biggest and greatest races of all time, the 24 Hours of Le Mans. And I have a quote from there directly, as you guys know I usually do, from SCG themselves. The easiest way to say their name, SCG. It has been over 50 years since a car made in America has won first overall at Le Mans. We have been working for 50 years to change that, which is something very aspiring, and it's true. SCG is a very, very small automotive manufacturing company that most people have not heard of. They've got a crazy track cars out there that they do create. In fact, one of my favorite things about SCG is actually how they make their vehicles, which we'll get there in just a quick moment. But the vehicle they have just created is the 007. And no, it's not introduced as any form of James Bond or the 007 movie franchise, but that is just the model number for their vehicle lineup, the 007. And this thing is wicked. It looks like a 100% track focused car that is just very radical looking. It looks like it literally belongs in a wind tunnel. Just looking at the pictures here, you can see how curvy the car is and how slippery the car is. It almost seems like they did take it in a wind tunnel in the curves of the air, maybe shaped the car. I don't know, but that's just how it looks to me. An astronomically huge rear wing that is actually a part of the car itself. It's not added on. You can tell it's one fluid shape. It's gonna have four exhaust tips, kind of like a Corvette, if you want to say so. It's got huge diffusers and winglets on the car as well. You know, I don't see any engine specifications or horsepower ratings or anything for this car as of yet, but you can tell just by looking at the car, it's a 100% track focus, and they're building it to take over and win overall at Le Mans. Now, getting to what I was saying about SCG earlier, just to throw this in really quick, is actually how they make their vehicles. Now, here's what this means specifically. When SCG does make a vehicle, they make multiple variants of it. So we'll take their newest model, the 007, as a perfect example. They're going to have a factory LMP1 race car. And this 007 LMP1 race car is strictly made for racing at Le Mans. That's one variant of the 007. The second variant of the 007 is a customer-focused track version, maybe a little bit lighter version of the actual race car, but it is a customer track-focused version for anybody that wants to purchase an SCG 007, and they will take it to the track. The third version that SCG will make for any of their vehicles, again, this 007 as an example, is a street legal road version of the car. So that way, if you wanted to just take it and whip around some corners on a street that you near live in, not recommending that, or you just want to have it as a driver to have fun with, you can totally do that as well. Now, it's very common for automotive manufacturers to make track variants of their cars. SCG does the same thing. They have a strictly track race car. They have a customer-focused track race car. And then they also have a street-legal road-going version of this 007. Now, that's just one of those things that I think is very unique about them, whether you want an extreme track car or a car you can take to go get some groceries, they make both of those vehicles, but it's the same vehicle. And overall, outside of the way this 007 looks and the purpose that it serves, there's really not too much to tell, but I think it is something very exciting and very pristine. SCG is a company, like I said, not many people heard of or many people don't even know about. They kind of fly under the radar a little bit, but the purpose of their company is at large and it's serving, you know, something very exciting. But ladies and gentlemen, very short and sweet episode today. Not too much to report on the SCG 007. It's just recent automotive news that we need to talk about, but it's something we can start paying attention to so that way when more specifications do surface, maybe traffic times, weight of the car, the drag coefficient, the engine specifications, horsepower, torque, how many liters. Of course, we can have another episode about this, but just so everybody knows, SCG did make a new vehicle, the 007, and they want to win Le Mans with it. And you know what? I think it's possible. But that's all we got for episode number 113. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for dropping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're on YouTube right now watching, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't also forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to resource for the best car merchandise out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, sweatshirt, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tlog.com. Got a coupon code there for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune in to episode 114. We're going to be talking about the latest concept car from Rolls-Royce, the 103 EX, and how it is describing their future. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.